We introduce our gathering hymn with these words about the water and stones ritual. Our worship service incorporates all of the earth elements between the lighting of the chalice and the marking of our joys and sorrows by placing the stones in a bowl of water. In addition to making this ritual more accessible to all, regardless of age or ability, the placement of the stones in water completes the elemental wheel of earth, water, air, and fire. The element of water is essential to all life. It may symbolize the healing tears of love, compassionate understanding, purification, repose, or change, the passage of time, and the transcendence of earthly conditions. The element of earth represented by the stones is a container and maintainer of life. As matter, the stones ground and stabilize us. These stones can symbolize humility, forgiveness, practicality, wisdom, and eternity. During the gathering hymn, you are invited to come forward down the aisles and place a stone representing your sorrows or your joys into one of the bowls of water. Please rise now in body or spirit for hymn number 128, "For All That Is Our Life." When the Holy Temple was rededicated at the time of the Maccabean liberation battle, only one day's worth of oil remained, yet it burned for 8 days. So we light candles in remembrance.
We rededicate ourselves to the miracle of light in a season of darkness.
To the miracle of trust in a time of anxiety.
To the miracle of hope in a time of despair.
To the miracle of faith in a time of cynicism. To the miracle of courage in a time of fear.
To the miracle of resistance in a time of oppression.
To the miracle of peace in a time of violence.
And in a time of hatred, we rededicate ourselves to the miracle.
Happy Hanukkah, everyone. This evening, Jewish families will light 8 candles in their menorahs, marking the last night of the festival of Hanukkah. It began last Sunday night after the evening stars appeared in the sky on the 24th day of Kislev and ends tomorrow on the 3rd day of Tevet. The Jewish calendar is based on the lunar cycle, and all Jewish holidays begin on the evening before the day of the holiday, because the evening is considered part of the following day. Thus, Shabbat, the Sabbath, begins on Friday nights at dusk and ends at dusk on Saturday evening. Hanukkah is actually a minor holiday in the Jewish calendar. Like many Jewish holidays, it is mostly a family holiday because it is celebrated within the home. Although Hanukkah begins on the 25th of the month, there is no other resemblance to the Christmas holiday. Hanukkah is rooted in politics and religion. There are 2 interdependent parts of the story. First, the backstory, if you will. It celebrates the end of the Syrian-Greek occupation of Judea as the result of the triumphant revolutionaries led first by the priest Mattathias and later his son Judah the Maccabean, who refused to worship Greek gods or adopt Greek traditions and customs. In other words, Hanukkah is a celebration of Jewish independence and religious freedom. The compound word Hanukkah literally means they rested on the 25th from their battles against the Greeks. The second part of the Hanukkah story has to do with the other name it is known by, the Holiday of Lights, or the Festival of Lights. Having rested after the battles, the Jews set about putting the temple in Jerusalem back in order, which had first been desecrated and later seriously damaged by the Greeks. Of utmost importance to them, as soon as they had cleaned up the temple, was relighting the temple menorah, the everlasting light that symbolizes the divine presence, as part of a reconsecrating of the space. They were only able to find a small amount of purified olive oil bearing the seal of the high priest. And although it was really only enough to keep the lamp alight for one day, they prayed that it might last until they could obtain more purified olive oil. The miracle of Hanukkah is that the lamp remained burning for 8 days and nights until they had a sufficient supply to refill the menorah. Hanukkah celebrates the socio-political benefits of religious freedom and autonomy alongside the blessings of large and small miracles in our lives. That the small army of Jewish revolutionaries defeated the Greek occupiers was a miracle. They were severely outnumbered. And it was an extraordinary event of divine intervention manifesting in human affairs. That the little bit of olive oil burned for 8 days is as inexplicable now as it was more than 2 millennia ago. Do you believe in miracles? Generally speaking, what we label as miraculous has become pretty amorphous. In our secular culture, a miracle is not the result of divine intervention. A miracle might be hard to explain by natural laws and scientific reasoning. We toss the word out there to explain coincidence or things that are beneficial but statistically unlikely. Miracles are always positive, even when they originate in difficult or challenging events, such as accidents, disasters, or illness. The British mathematician J.E. Littlewood suggested that individuals should statistically expect 1 in a million events, miracles, to happen to them at a rate of about 1 per month. 1 per month. But Littlewood's definition, seemingly miraculous events are actually commonplace. And that commonplaceness of miracles is where I want to guide us now. What do you consider worthy of miracle status? For me, a miracle is something that is a wonder to behold. Awe and wonder infuse the miraculous. In fact, the word miracle is derived from the Latin word with root, mira, meaning to wonder at. I pause to wonder at how this thing or this situation came into being as it did. Let us now share with each other the wonders in our lives that we find miraculous. Pat and I will come around to you with a microphone and share ever so briefly. It would be wonderful if everybody in the room got a chance to share a miracle in their lives. So share briefly a word or two or a short phrase. What has inspired awe and wonder in your life? Express it like a haiku or poetry. Give us a snapshot image. Think of it as the movie trailer or the teaser. And save the details for coffee hour. That way everyone will get a chance to share, right? So we can collect pocketfuls of miracles. What has felt miraculous, 1 in a million, unprovable and unverifiable, physically impossible? What has been divine intervention in your life? Pat, let's see what we can come up with. Raise your hand. Oh, Lois. Yes. The wonders of nature. How many of you just stop in your tracks any day of the year with something that is taking place around you, a butterfly lighting on a flower, the beauty in the world. I saw a hand sort of coming up back there. No, you another one here?
No, oh, you mean from here? You, I thought you were.
Yeah. Okay, Randy. The unimaginable, the awe-inspiring, the moments when we all get home before a loved one dies and are able to be with them, not knowing for sure what's happening, to be there and be present. Somehow they know and they wait. Anybody else? Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here, but I am even more appreciative of the perseverance that occurs in the lives of all of us to get where we need to go, when we do, and where we do. Any other miracles that are wanting to be expressed this morning? Yes, you do. It's a matter of accessibility. They refer to music as the universal language. Yeah. It is an awe-inspiring experience to be in the presence as a person transitions from this plane of existence into another. And none of us know what or where we go when we die. John? There is so much out there in the world that is unexplainable, that we can do as much scientific reasoning and experimentation and wondering about, but never really know why. Why does it exist? Why does it happen the way it happens? Each and every one of us is a miracle. We came into life through the miraculousness of birth. We know the process, but we don't really understand why and how it happens. Thank you all for sharing this morning the miracles in your lives. All of these experiences and memories of miracles add up to a whole lot of hope during this season of waiting, this season of darkness. Each and every holy day at this time of year, from the earth-centered and pagan traditions seeking to dispel fears around the waning light and the subsequent return of the sun, to the miracle of the lamp oil burning for 8 nights and days on that first Hanukkah celebration more than 2,000 years ago, to the immaculate conception and birth of the baby Jesus. Each of these lifts up the light of hope as a guide through tough and challenging times. Hold on to these memories, these experiences of the miraculous, and let them carry you every day. There are miracles. Each moment of magic is a blessing. And I share with you now this blessing by the Reverend Victoria Safford about moments of magic in our lives. It is called the moment of magic. Now is the moment of magic when the whole round earth turns again toward the sun. And here's a blessing. The days will be longer and brighter now, even before the winter settles in to chill us. Now is the moment of magic, when people beaten down and broken with nothing left but misery and candles and their own clear voices kindle tiny lights and whisper secret music And here is a blessing. The dark universe is suddenly illuminated by the lights of the menorah, suddenly ablaze with the lights of the kinara, and the whole world is glad and loud with winter singing. Now is the moment of magic, when an eastern star beckons the ignorant toward an unknown goal. And here is a blessing. They find nothing in the end but an ordinary baby, born at midnight, born in poverty, and the baby's cry, like bells ringing, makes people wonder as they wander through their lives what human love might really look like, sound like, feel like. Now is the moment of magic, and here is a blessing. We already possess all the gifts we need. We've already received our presence, ears to hear music, eyes to behold lights, hands to build true peace on earth, and to hold each other tight in love. As an antidote to the lack of light in the world, let us look for miracles in the everydayness of life. Recognizing miracles each day helps us in counting our blessings. Let us rise now in body or spirit to sing "The Sun at High Noon," which is number 14 in the Gray Hymnal. The words will be up there on the wall, and they were inspired by a nursery school teacher on a nature walk. Please join me now in a time of prayer and meditation. Spirit of life, you who are the miracle running through all of our lives, we are grateful for the small successes and the larger successes, the warmth of family and community, the ability to care for others, to reach out into the community and help those who have challenges, who need resources. Spirit of life, we are grateful for all of this. And we call on you, Spirit of life, in those times that are difficult. We are a community that cares for each other. We come together to mourn the loss of those who have been in our midst. We surround the family in love. We know that Betsy Carr has been released from a long trial, locked inside herself as memories disappeared. And we seek with her the peace of this transition. Spirit of life, we know that you are watching over Betsy and all of us as we make our ways in this life, forward in time, through the challenges that occur in our country and in the world. We are grateful for your witness, for your guidance, for accompanying us throughout the days of our lives. Blessed be. Namaste. Amen. And now, will you join your voices in song? We're going to sing verses 1 and 2 of "Come Sing a Song with Me." I have adapted a reading by G. Matthews, "You Are the Holiday Miracle," as our benediction. As December opens up before us, we welcome in the gift of reflection. We turn toward our holiday celebrations and search for common threads of meaning. Yule, the winter solstice, invites us to explore duality, cycles, and seasons. Yule reminds us that we all partake in the miracle of renewal. Hanukkah, The Festival of Lights commemorates a time of miracles when the faith of the Jewish people sustained them to reclaim their holy temple and keep the light of the menorah burning for 8 days. And Christmas, the celebration of Jesus' humble birth in a manger, bids us to revisit the miracle of birth and the desire to find saviors to heal the scars of humanity. Here in our congregation, you are just as much a holiday miracle as the turning of the earth, as persistence and dedication to a faith, as the creation of each new life. We see the love you give to others, the space you create to hold one another's joys and sorrows, and the generosity and spirit you entrust to this community. You are the holiday miracle. This community is one of miracle makers. Blessed be. Amen. Let us extinguish our chalice. We extinguish this chalice, for the worship has ended. Our service begins.